Hey guys, this is Brian and Nora.
And you're listening to the Not Today MS podcast. Hey guys, the scripture for this week is out of Psalms 60:12. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies.
Mm.
Amen.
Oh, love it. I would say that Saturday, we gained the victory.
We were first and second place.
We were first and second in our virtual derby half marathon.
Right.
So we'll talk a little bit about that today. It's our sixth.
Yes, I think. I don't know.
Yes, it is. No, I counted it. It's our sixth completed half marathon. Now, only five of those were, I guess, official races. One we just did for a local organization here in our town that we just kind of made up our own thing to try to help raise some funds for that. But
right.
We've run four derby marathons now.
Half marathons.
The last of which we just did, and it was virtual. Still waiting on our t-shirt and our medal.
Yes. So, dear KDF Marathon, send us our medals, please.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Once we get those medals, we will post pictures of those on your blog page Facebook and Instagram.
I'm so sorry. I have been neglecting the blog lately, but yes, we will post all of that.
It's been a crazy year. So
it's been a crazy, 18 months.
Yep.
Just keeps going.
But we'll talk about the half marathon. I keep saying marathon.
Marathon. No, we've only done one.
One full.
And I do believe that will be the only one.
Yes.
Love that we did it.
Yes, it was a wonderful experience.
No, thank you. Not interested in another one right now. But we do have, as we kind of close out this season, just to give you a little preview, we've got another half marathon planned in November with our running team.
Which yes, we're going
to
be. We need to register. We will be running in person, and it's going to be
Lord willing. Creek, don't wear us.
Yeah. Yep, Indianapolis Monumental half marathon.
Yeah,
with our running team, run a mile in my shoes, which we've talked about a lot,
raising money for the National MS Society.
Yes, and we just came up with the idea that our next season of the podcast, which will start soon.
I don't know about soon, but leading up to that half marathon, I think what we'll probably do is showcase some more of our teammates. You've met some of them before, but that's probably what we're going to do is a lot more interviews and a lot more talking to some of our teammates and hear their stories, and because that is my greatest inspiration.
Yes.
Is when I get to hear from them and I see what all they overcome and are able to do in spite of MS, in spite of mobility issues, in spite of stress, whatever, they're able to glorify God. And
yes.
I love it. It's awesome.
Yep. So that's exciting. We'll put out some more information the closer we get to that. And we have talked to some of our teammates before in prior podcast episodes. So as you're anxiously waiting for the next season to start, you can, filter back through some of our previous episodes. We talked to Cheryl Heil. We talked to Robert Moore, Emily Riley, Heather Goodrich.
Yes.
And is that the only ones from the team?
Oh, man.
I think that's...
I'd hate it if I missed anybody, but I believe that's it.
Yeah.
I believe that's it.
They have great stories, each one of them amazing. So I would encourage you to definitely go check those out if you have not listened to them yet. But so our sixth half marathon this last Saturday, let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
We had perfect weather, which was
absolutely
amazing.
Perfect. It was probably low 40s starting out, which is fantastic. That may sound cold to some of you if you aren't runners. If you are runners, you know exactly what we mean. It just, I started off with a light jacket that kind of stayed on and then went around my waist and then went back on and rolled my sleeves up. It was a variety of different things. But it was perfect for that and like I wore capri and t-shirt, and you were just in t-shirt and shorts, and you were just fine. It was awesome.
I was pretty fine.
A little cold to start.
It was just my left arm. It's the weirdest thing. It's like my arm was so cold.
Yeah.
And like the first time we had set out, well, I think we talked about this before. We just did loops around our neighborhood, but we set a cooler out in front of our neighbor's house, which I asked permission ahead of time if I could do that, which we had waters and
applesauce
packages and things. So the first time we stopped to refill our waters, I could barely open the water. It's like my left hand was so cold.
Well, so that gives you a little, that's a little taste of what sometimes MS is like for me, especially with running and fluctuations in temperatures. It's my hand or my arm won't operate the way that I want it to. Feels like there's a disconnection. And so there you go. There was a little snippet of what that feels like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't like it.
Yeah, no, it's not fun. It's not fun. It makes you feel like there's something urgently wrong or whatever. But, so yeah, I don't do well with extreme temperatures. So that's typically why even when it's 40-something, I'm going to wear a jacket until my body gets up to temp.
Right.
Because that kind of stuff will happen to me, or I feel like one of my legs, the main thing, if my arms don't work, oh, well, when I'm running, no big deal. But if my legs don't work, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal, yes.
But, yeah, we started out.
We did. We had a really good start. I felt like the
first 5 miles,
yep,
easy. Easy peasy. No big deal. Didn't hardly break a sweat. Didn't hardly lose our breath. It was fine. And then the next 3 miles or so, I remember I like kind of broke it down into little sections. And I remember the next three getting up to 8 miles when we took our fuel at 4 and at 8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I remember I was thinking, okay, when we get to 8, I've got to do the next fuel. And when we got to 8 and I took that fuel and filled up water, did whatever, I was like, oh, I'm tired. My knee about that point, my IT band, and I've never had this issue before, but my IT band on my left knee started to get aggravated. And you wear bands.
Right.
And you wear the straps.
I wear the straps. Yeah. And it, even with the straps, I still have trouble with it. And mine flared up about that same time,
yeah,
too. It wasn't. The bands actually helped,
yeah,
it not to get too bad.
You offered to give me one of yours, and I'm like, I've never ran with that before,
yeah,
and probably if it's already irritated, it's not going to help,
right,
and then we'll both be in bad shape.
Right.
So I didn't do anything about that. We just ran, and I probably changed my gait a little bit. I tried not to. I tried really hard to make sure I was relaxed and not tensing up, but started to feel it in all the joints.
Yep.
Felt it in my neck and my shoulders, felt it in my knees and my hips, and just the last five was, first five easy, last five a bit torturous as we went along. But our plan was to get to 11 loops, get to 11, and then we ran out further, and that way we would kind of go out in a bigger loop around the neighborhood, and then we would end back right in front of our house, right at 13.1.
Right.
The plan looked so great on paper. It looks so
it
pretty.
It did. And what was the thing that you said when we got to this one part?
Okay.
Oh, we should have maybe drove the path.
Yeah. So I'll get to that in a minute.
Yep.
So first, we're rounding and heading towards the 12-mile marker. Which normally, you know, we're used to running this race is the one we've done the most in Louisville. Most of the time in Louisville, it's like you hit that 12-mile marker and it is like full-on sprint the last mile. We're just like, yeah, let's go. We've got this. Yay. Exciting. Can't wait to finish this. Awesome. Let's go. And somehow being out there, like, and being like we had been close to home those first 11, and then all of a sudden at 12 we're going out further away from home, knowing that we're gonna have to go, you know, further still, around in order to get, you know, to get the full 13.1, it started to weigh heavy on me. And I remember that's the point that I kind of laughed and I said to you, and I was like, why do we do this? Like, we paid to do this. This is stupid. What are we doing? And we kind of had a chuckle about that. But legit, when we hit that 12-mile marker, I was pretty low. I was feeling pretty low. And like, man, we've lost fitness. We're not as fast as we used to be. You know, we ran, you know, our last Derby, we ran it in our fastest time. It was 2:35. And I was so proud of that. And at this point, we're already at 3 hours. And I'm like, this is miserable. I can't believe that it's taken us this long. And I was just beating myself up and in so much pain. And a song that meant a lot to us came on our podcast at that time. It was a song that when my brother-in-law passed away in August last year, it was a song that we chose for his memorial video collage of pictures of our family and his daughters and him. And it's called Do It Again. Is it Elevation?
It is. I think it's Elevation.
Elevation Worship. And it came on, and it just felt like Chad, who passed away, was this guy who just was, he's just awesome. So encouraging, so loving. And then, like, with his kids and sports or whatever, he was always, like, super cheerleader, like competitive, very competitive. And I swear it felt like Chad was in my head saying, you've got this, mm-hmm. Go. You're done. You're almost there. Run like you mean it. Like, and I felt a new little wind in my sails, and that was awesome.
His motto was, it was BOMA. BOMA, best of my ability.
He's a teacher, and that was what he told his students. And when he passed away, I mean, all these kids showed up, and that was their slogan, BOMA, best of my ability. And so, yeah, it felt very fitting that was like the theme, you know, that was kind of running through our heads, hearing that song at that moment that we needed it the most. And
yeah.
It was awesome. And it was a moment we felt, you know, remembering him and feeling close to him. And so that was great. And then we get about a half a mile from home, and I look ahead and I realize, oh, snap. There is a massive hill right in front of us. And I said, oh, I wish that I had driven this. I'm so sorry. And then as soon as I see that hill, I realize that we're going to have another one that I hadn't calculated. I had thought about there's a great big downhill leading towards our house. And I thought, that'll be great. We'll finish on that downhill. It'll feel so good. We'll finish on that downhill. And I didn't realize we'd have to go uphill. It's physics. I should have known that.
Well,
that we'd have to go uphill in order to have that downhill.
Lesson learned.
But, yeah, so that stunk, and we had to walk. I mean, we were dead, and it was like it's a two very steep hills. We had to walk them both, which I hate because it's like normally we finish on a fast run, and we couldn't do it.
Well, that's true. We were a little down at that point, but once we got to the point where we could start running again as we're going downhill, we didn't have very much further to go.
No,
And I had the thought that I queued up a song on my phone. It was the actual song that was playing when we were running our last. You know, as you turn when you're if you've ever been in a race before, you see the finish line ahead of you.
Well, they always have you, or at least the ones that we've been in. You're running, and you know you're approaching the end, and then that last tenth. Or the two-tenths or whatever, they have you turn a corner and then you see it all. And it's all within reach. You know, it's like right there, but you still have a little bit more that you have to go.
Right. So I'm thinking, I'm going to cue up the song that they played when we ran the full marathon, which was a Van Halen song. Top of the World, which I really like. But it's like, that'll be a good kind of like a little motivational boost right there at the end. So I cranked, as soon as we started running again, I cranked that song up, and you looked back at me and smiled.
And I cried. I cried real hard.
And you cried a little bit, so.
I cried a whole lot this half marathon. I think I cried more in this one than I have in any other half marathon we've done. Pretty sure I cried the whole time.
Well, this is the coolest part right here. This is the coolest part that completely surprised us. Completely. We're going down the hill. I got the music cranking. And we turn the corner to our street. And like she just mentioned, when we're in a race, you turn that last corner and you see the finish line. So we turn the corner and we see our kids in front of our house. And all of a sudden, as we're running, they stretch out a finish line for us.
They're
ringing cowbells. And it's like, okay. So we were both dead. Our knees hurt, but we turned it on as fast as we could.
And they're, which watching the video is not terribly fun.
No.
But
they're cheering for us. They're
oh my gosh. It was so precious. We cried so hard. It was so precious. Daniel and Bethany and Daniel's girlfriend, Monica, and Bethany said later, she was like, can't even say it. She said, I know it's not the same as running in Louisville and finishing at that finish line. And I said, oh, you know what? I think I like this even better. And I did for multiple reasons.
It was
great.
It really was. And the cool thing is, I mean, they were thoughtful enough to do that. But another cool thing is, as soon as we crossed the finish line, it's like we were right at the distance.
Yes. Yes. And so and then like, we could immediately walk in our house and start the Epsom salt bath
and
didn't have
recovery.
To have our car ride home.
Right.
Yeah. So
that was nice. That was a nice surprise. Something we didn't mention is that when we woke up in the morning, I walk out to actually take the dog out before we usually wake up about an hour and a half before we have to start running. Somebody had put signs in our yard with balloons. And we thought initially
it was
Daniel's girlfriend,
Monica, because she's precious and thoughtful and does all sorts of sweet things like that. And we're like, Monica Starks again.
So somebody snuck in between 10 o'clock, I think, when I took the dog out, and then 5:30 when I took her out in the morning. And they somehow snuck in and didn't show up on our Ring camera. So that was kind of tricky. But we just thought it was her.
Right.
And then at the end, and she had made us a beautiful little 13.1
finisher sign. Yeah, she had. It was real
but
sweet.
But we asked her, and she's like, that wasn't me.
Right. And we had had a friend, somebody that I had served with in church stuff years ago. She and I had messaged back and forth because she ran in person at the Derby this year. And so we were chatting about that, and she found out we were running Sunday or Saturday, and she's like, oh, that's really cool, and do y'all have, cheering squad or whatever? I was like, oh, yeah, my kids, and it'll be great and whatever. And she's like, okay, that's really cool. Well, then all of a sudden, when we were running, we were about at 8.
Yeah.
When I was starting to feel miserable.
Yeah.
She drove by, and I didn't even know she knew where I lived. And I was like, oh, that's Michelle. That's awesome. Thank you for dropping by. You're so sweet. And she was asking us, okay, where are you at? How much longer you got? You guys got this. Proud of you. Whatever. It's real sweet and encouraging. And then we get home and we're like, so Monica, you made these signs. Like, when did you come? Whatever. She's like, oh, I didn't make those signs. So then I thought for sure, I rattled off a couple more of my friends and I thought for sure it was them, and sent them a text to say thank you. And they're like, girl, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then, so then I was like, okay, I've got to find out who this is.
Yeah.
And they're not one to own up to it, or whatever. So I put it out on Facebook and I was like, hey, I know somebody did this. You don't have to publicly say who you are. Just shoot me a message. And it was my friend Michelle shot me a message with a picture of her and her friend, in their car, being all covert. And I'm like, oh, you all are so sweet.
That was awesome.
So that was so precious. And if you've never, if you never run a race, one of the best parts of running an in-person race are all the people lining the street with these creative signs. It's so fun. It's so, so fun. And so to have a little taste of that, and the in-person or the one that we ran without a medal years ago that we ran for our local crisis pregnancy center. That one, we had several people like show up with signs on that day. And so it just means so much. I don't think we've ever run a race that we didn't have like encouraging signs. So it meant a lot and it was so sweet. And if you ever have the opportunity, go do that. Show up at a race and make signs and hold them up, because I'm telling you, it makes the runners feel so good. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's that little boost that they need to get them over whatever, you know, mental game they got going on or physical pain.
For sure.
Yeah. So that was awesome surprise.
But it was, and we finished and it was, we didn't die. And
we're,
that's always the goal.
4 days, 5 days, 5 days out and still some sore muscles, but not horrible.
No.
Had one blister, but it's, I think it's just about gone. My IT band is still kind of icky, and we have taken this week off. I think we're going to run in the morning, and we had to order new shoes. And so we were right at the end of those shoes. We probably should have gotten new ones 2 or 3 weeks before, but we did not. So,
but it's okay. We're going to get them, and we've talked about, changing some aspects of our training to try to work on some speed and just trying some different things that we know that we should have been doing, but didn't necessarily for runners out there. You know, the strength training, that's always been, I guess, a weakness of ours anyways. And
as just you get older,
read so much how important that is. So we're really going to try this next phase of training for the next half to really try to improve on our fitness and
focus
our speed.
Focus on that. And focus on the quad work.
Yeah.
Doing those squats, getting all that stuff in, because that's how you save your knees.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll make it where we can do this for longer, because there's no guarantee how long you can keep up with running and do all that. But we're not crazy run multiple races a year. I mean, we're good to do two halves a year.
Maybe a 5K every now and then.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good goal for us, too. I think it would be great for us to find a 5K this summer and try and set a goal for a time that we want to hit and work towards that goal. So,
definitely.
We shall see.
We will see, but thank you for listening, and this season has been different. Just more of kind of different than what we've had in previous seasons, but kind of a good way to get out of the pandemic and kind of get back on the air.
Well,
so.
I think what's great about this season, and I don't know if you can hear it if you go back to the beginning of it, but I really did not see how we were going to be able to run this half marathon.
Right.
Running 2 miles had my heart rate in the 180s. And had me severely out of breath, and I didn't know what was going to end up happening. Didn't know I'm going to have to go to the doctor. Am I going to find out that I've got after effects of COVID that are keeping my body from being able to build up endurance? But we just kept at it. And I think the important thing is, we always say, you talk to your doctor, and we've talked to all of my doctors throughout this whole process, and they've been nothing but encouraging and given the right advice when I needed it. But, you know, the thing time and time again that I realize is that God wants my obedience. God wants my tenacity. And just to keep showing up. And that means sometimes I run with an 11:30 pace like I did a couple weeks ago. And sometimes that means I run my heart out and run 13.1 miles at a 14-something pace like we did on Saturday.
Yep.
And either way, I'm moving my body. We're moving our bodies.
Yes.
We're still beating everybody that's sitting on the couch.
Exactly.
And that's my advice to you. I hear people say all the time, I'm not really a runner. I run walk, or I'm not really a runner. I only run a mile or 2 miles or whatever. No, if you run, you're a runner.
Yes.
If you run 2 steps of a 1 mile walk, you're a runner.
Yes.
And you can always build from wherever you are. And the process of building up endurance and doing things and committing to that, it's a beautiful thing. It's so cool. And it's so God-honoring. I think when we get out there and we push our bodies to new limits and we trust God in those. I mean, because Saturday, that last 5 miles was all Him. It was not my ability, nor His ability got her to 8. And then the rest, all God, yeah. 100%. Yeah. And it's just cool. It's the coolest thing, and I'm grateful every time I get to do it, and I know that someday I might not be able to, and that's okay. For me, at that point, it might be that the victory is I went to the mailbox, and I'll celebrate it every time. So whatever challenges you, whatever makes you feel strong, whatever makes you feel like you accomplished something today, do that. Do that and continue to do that and surprise yourself with things that you're able to do and do it all for the glory of God. And you'll be blessed for sure.
Well, on that note, I would say that's a wrap.
Okay, that's a wrap for season four.
So we will just stay tuned to the social media pages and the blog. We'll let you know about the next season once we get that in the works.
Can you believe we've done 4 seasons?
No. We've done, this is our 37th episode, I think.
Okay.
So 37 episodes in 4 seasons.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like talking to you.
I like talking to you too.
Okay.
Sounds like a song.
It sounds like a song. Yeah.
Why don't you pray for us and okay. we'll sign off for today.
All right. God, I thank you for every opportunity we have to talk about you, to point people to you, to glorify you with our bodies and moving and exercise and running and whatever it is. And God, I just pray that you would continue to convict our hearts to do more to glorify you. God, I pray for everybody listening today. I pray that you would challenge them to do something for your glory and for the betterment of their souls and their hearts and their minds and their bodies. God, thank you for all the ways that you love us. And bring us all back together again to talk some more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We will see you all next season. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about us, go to NotTodayMS.com, Facebook.com/NotTodayMS, or Instagram @NotTodayMS1.